This is Jay Sekulow. More rumblings on Wall Street, a major development on the political front, and an update on the Supreme Court of the United States.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about
and now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. There is a lot to talk about. First, on the financial matter, AIG, one of the largest insurers in the world, an $85 billion bailout from the United States government, giving the United States an 85% interest in the worldwide global insurer. But that's not calming the fears on Wall Street. It looks like right now Wall Street is down about 300 points. That's around 300 points. It's changing, of course, moment by moment. I noticed that there is a lot of concern globally as well on the issue of the stock market. And I know we deal with legal and political issues here, but you can't ignore this. Some breaking developments on what's happening overseas, where we have offices, actually, including in Russia.
That's right. The Russian markets have closed down for the second day. They closed yesterday, I think, in the middle of their day. Today, they have closed as well. That's major news day when you have markets that are halting business, they're halting the economy, and of course Russia, a major player in their markets. And listen, there's a lot of Americans who, in different funds they have and international investment funds, have got companies that are traded on the Russian market. Today those funds won't be traded. This is not a good sign. Again, the bailout of AIG, which is not a guarantee that AIG will necessarily survive this process, but still $85 billion of federal tax dollars. Those tax dollars you and I pay in going to bail out AIG, is it worth it? Is it not worth it? We'd like to talk to you about it today.
1-800-684-3110. Of course, this all happening while the political season is moving forward. The Republicans blaming the Democrats blaming the Republicans. And what we do know is this, that in a very few amount of days, on September 26th, we're going to have the first presidential debate that's going to be going forward between the candidates. So Friday, September 26th. And the vice presidential debates are going to be Thursday, October 2nd. So those debates coming up. How do you see the politics lining up right now? What's your sense of that? How big of an issue do you think the selection of Supreme Court judges will be on that issue? What about the international matters? Next week on the broadcast, some major developments going on in New York because Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, coming to meet in with the UN, to speak at the UN. And ready for this, folks? Also, meeting with religious leaders where they're going to have a celebration for the ending of the fast of Ramadan. We'll get more into that next week, but tells you what's going on globally here. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. As I mentioned yesterday, we have filed, and I've got in my hand the reply brief in our Supreme Court case involving the Ten Commandments displays in this, of course, coming out of Utah. Huge cases, by the way, with huge ramifications. Very special broadcast on tomorrow's program. We're going to really get into the Supreme Court case at length. Let me tell you something I did a little bit different. We've not really done this much before. When we printed the briefs, I asked our printer to print off additional copies because I want to make sure that you have in your library and for your children and your grandchildren an actual copy of the bound brief, the same thing I filed with the Supreme Court of the United States, I'm going to send to you. It's bound. It's in a blue cover. It's exactly what we filed in the Supreme Court. It will give you a history of this case, history of the First Amendment, history talking about the Statue of Liberty, talking about the Ten Commandment displays. It's really fascinating reading, but it's something everybody that's listening to me needs to have this in their library. Let me give you the number. I've got a limited number of these, but I want to get you in. A huge response yesterday, so we're going to offer them for a few days here. But I need to encourage you to go ahead and call. Get your copy of the actual bound Supreme Court brief. Here's the number. 1-877-989-2255. Now, let me give you the number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. This is going to get you an actual copy of the brief. The bound brief that we filed with the Supreme Court of the United States, I'm sending the extras to you. We added the printer, run off some extra ones so we can get them to you. So, again, if you want a copy of this brief, which you really need to have, 1-877-989-2255. Updated information at ACLJ.org. Call for that brief now, 877-989-2255. Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision. Stand with the ACLJ and Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, who's preparing for oral arguments at the Supreme Court in November. Call now to get a free copy of the ACLJ brief that's been filed at the Supreme Court. The actual legal arguments presented to the justices. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. The ACLJ, defending your rights at the Supreme Court.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. By the way, next week, we're going to be talking to you about the UN speech of Ahmadinejad. You ready for this? Religious leaders are meeting with him to break Ramadan, the fast. They're going to have a meeting and a prayer service with the guy that wants to end and annihilate Israel. We're going to talk about that next week and let you know how you can get involved in making sure that does not happen and that we get our voice out on this, especially at the United Nations, where our team will be going on a variety of issues, including this defamation of religion. So more on that next week. We've got a lot of calls coming in. There's a lot going on. Again, I want to remind you, call today. Get that Supreme Court brief. This is the actual bound copy of the brief I filed with the Supreme Court of the United States. We had our printer run extra briefs. We are going to send those to you. This is something you really want for your kids, your grandkids, in your kids' library, in your library. It gives you a great history of the First Amendment, the Constitution, a great discussion of the Statue of Liberty, all kinds of things in here. But this is the actual document, the actual bound brief that I filed with the Supreme Court of the United States. You're going to have, and what this will do also is serve as a reminder to you to pray for us as we get ready now for the oral arguments, which are set for November 12th. So I want to encourage you to get a copy of this brief, and you'll remember to pray for us on November 12th. Be a great reminder in that regard as well. Here's the number to get the copy of the brief. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Call in and get that now.
Douglas is calling from Illinois on line 5. Douglas, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Douglas.
Mr. Sekulow. From what I understand, it's the federal government is more like buying AIG. They're not bailing them out.
They didn't buy them in total. They've got stock for the money they've given. It's $85 billion, and they've gotten, I think, 80% of the stock. So now we've got the government running AIG.
Yeah, it's an 79.9% equity stake in AIG now. So, yeah, the government is running it, but it's not considered buying it. It's a bailout situation. This was a company that no right person their right mind would have bought, like, with this kind of money. The stock was down to nothing. The shares were in the cents, I think, when the government made this decision. So to say they're buying it out, bailing it out, in both terms, what is the government's controlling this company now?
Yeah, which, this is a lot of this is the economics of the times we live in, but you've got the government now bailing out Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, AIG. Lehman is now, looks like it's going to be sold to Barclays, which is a good development, that it was sold on the free market. So this is very interesting to see how all this plays out politically as well.
Let's go back to the phones. Kevin's calling from Florida on line 3. Kevin, welcome to Jay Sekulow.
Hi, Kevin. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thanks, Jay. Hi. My opinion is I don't think we should be able to bail these companies out or buy their stock. Who knows if they're going to survive? And that'll just be throwing good money after bad. In my opinion, they government didn't bail out the Penn Central Railroad back in the late 70s when they were in trouble, but they did bail out Chrysler, which, I don't know, was that a good thing?
Well, you know, I guess it was good if you worked for Chrysler, and I don't say that tongue-in-cheek. I mean, I think there were the concerns of the ripple effect of the economy. That's what's motivating the government here. But you bring up, listen, this is our taxpayer dollars, and at the end of the day, Dave Ramsey, who I have a tremendous respect for, I think he put it in the right perspective. With all this tumult going on, it really doesn't have this direct impact on all of us, except it brings instability to the financial markets. Now, the concern I've got is you've got Russia's market closed.
Right.
This gives the Russian government ammunition, if you will, to do another government takeover and stop the democratic processes that have gone on in there. They're in jeopardy anyways. This could add fuel to that fire.
Sometimes we don't think how much economics and business affects government and politics around the world, not just here in our presidential race and our local elections and statewide elections, but also around the world. And it pulls very dangerous situations when you have a country who's decided to shut down their markets for the second day in a row. One, it tells you how powerful the government is in that country to be able to make that decision so quickly, and two, how dangerous of a situation that is. Listen, there is a ton of foreign money invested in that stock market. I'm sure many of you listening now, you may know it, you may not even realize it, that some of your mutual funds and different investment funds through your 401ks and others may have stock in some of these international companies that are traded on the Russian market. That stock is not trading today, and it wasn't trading yesterday. It's very detrimental to the market, and it's also, of course, detrimental to the political process there in Russia.
You know, it does bring in political instability. I mean, you got to be realistic here. I look at these things globally. We have offices in Moscow, offices in Strasbourg, France. We're opening up one in the Middle East in Jerusalem. So we look at these and how it plays into the geopolitical situation. Economic instability also affects freedom. That's what you have to be concerned with here, is how is freedom impacted by all of this?
Debbie's calling from Maryland on line 4. Debbie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you great.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
My question was, how does the government choose who to bail out and who not to bail out?
Great question, and it's hard to understand, and I know what you're thinking. Lehman Brothers does not get a bailout. AIG did. I'm sure here was the governmental analysis. The ripple effect of the AIG situation economically reached much further than Lehman Brothers. Now, neither one of them are good signs. None of this is a good sign. But the fact is that I think what the government did was they analyzed the impact of a failed AIG and the ripple effect that would have in a lot of markets. And at the end result was the consumer would have really impacted that. But you've got to understand something. This is causing tremors throughout the world economic markets. And what I'm concerned about here is, how is this going to relate to freedom globally? That's what we've got to be really cautious on.
We do. I was looking at the information on the Russian market. The biggest drop since it's been tracked, which is since 2001, really since their market started going. Again, it's been completely halted. The government has put in billions there in Russia to try to do something with the market. But I'm totally falling apart. I mean, you've got a situation where the trading is halted. They don't know when it will start back up again. It's the biggest drop since Bloomberg News Service started tracking the Russian stock market in 2001, in May 2001.
And here's the problem. You could bet this will be a justification for those within the Russian government to clamp down on freedoms and capitalism and liberty. You can rest assured that's what's going to happen. I wouldn't rest over that. We're fighting that out, by the way, and fighting it out significantly. But again, this tells you what's going on. Now, you know, interestingly here, this ties into our political process as well, because as the political process unfolds, these issues are being discussed. Well, let me tell you an issue that's not getting discussed like it should, and that's the Supreme Court of the United States. But when we look at that first debate, which is scheduled really for in just a few weeks, less than that, Friday, September 26th, the issue of Supreme Court justices is going to have to be in these upcoming debates front and center. There is no doubt about it. It is a huge issue. The next president selecting two, maybe more. The ramifications are serious. And by the way, again, let me encourage you. If you don't have our brief, the actual bound brief filed with the Supreme Court of the United States, it'll be great reading for you and your family, but also a great prayer reminder to pray for us as we get ready for the argument November 12th. You go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. I want you to have a copy of the actual bound brief that we filed with the Supreme Court of the United States. I had extra ones printed. It's going to you. So 1-877-989-2255 for a piece of history.
Risa's calling from California on line 3. Risa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Risa.
Hello, Mr. Sekulow. Good morning.
Sure.
I just had a comment about the AIG situation.
Yes.
Because I was an employee of AIG in New York City 10, 15 years ago. And whereas I'm not really in favor of bailing out corporations when they're irresponsible, the AIG situation is a little bit different in that they are huge insurers, and they have insured high technical risks all over the country, such as Hurricane Andrew. And given all the huge number of tragedies through the country, all the hurricanes and the earthquakes, which I know they're in the business of insuring.
Sure.
In this case, I think it might be appropriate for the government to give them some assistance.
Yeah, well, this is not just some assistance. This is $85 billion. But I think you're absolutely right, Risa. What's happened here is they looked at how far this would reach, a failure of AIG with all the catastrophes that we've seen in the last 24 months, and it would be gigantic. But let me tell you, there's new news also. This is where we've got to look at the economics, folks. And this is where you put your trust in the Lord, and you do all the things you're trained to do, but you've got to put your trust where it needs to be, because here's what you've got. There's concern within the banking industry. You've got the Russian market in a complete stop. I mean, they've stopped trading the Russian market. What I'm concerned about is not just the capitalistic aspects of that. What does that mean for freedom in the former Soviet Union?
Yeah, I mean, the situations here, there's new information constantly as we're on this broadcast today. I think the market may be down right now over 300 points, 336 at the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down. That's down over 3% today after a little bit of a rally yesterday, the biggest drop since 9/11. On Monday, now you're looking at Russia for the second day in a row. They've shut down trading. The government cannot figure out how to bail out those companies. And let me tell you something. Just like we talk about the cases here and how those affect people, a market closing down in Russia affects all of us. It doesn't matter if you own stock in Russian companies or companies that are traded there, or you just own stocks and have 401ks and mutual funds here, because all these companies now with globalization and the globalization of business are interconnected, and one market affects the other. You see what happens with the U.S. market ends up affecting all of these markets around the world. It's affecting the market in Brazil very poorly. Of course, the Mercantile Exchange, too, in Chicago.
Yeah, so this is the ripple effect. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep monitoring the development. As we come back from the break, we'll be taking more of your calls. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. And let me encourage you on this front. We have now published and filed our briefs to the Supreme Court of the United States in those cases involving the Ten Commandments. The briefs are all filed, getting ready for oral argument now. Now, here's the good news. I had our printer print off extra copies of the actual brief to the Supreme Court of the United States. I want you to have it. It'll be a great reminder for you to pray for us, but also something you want in your library. Here's the number. Get a copy of that brief today. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Updated information at aclj.org. And back with your calls in just a moment.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision. Stand with the ACLJ and Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo, who's preparing for oral arguments at the Supreme Court in November. Call now to get a free copy of the ACLJ brief that's been filed at the Supreme Court. The actual legal arguments presented to the justices. Call now. 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. The ACLJ, defending your rights at the Supreme Court.
Folks, next week on the broadcast, we're going to concentrate on an issue I'm very concerned about. That is Iranian President Ahmadinejad is now going to be coming back here to speak again at the annual opening of the UN General Assembly. We've got our team going to be there as well, but a lot of religious leaders are meeting with him, and they're going to have a break the Ramadan fast time together where they're going to include prayer with him and so on and so forth. That's wonderful. You could pray for everybody. But let me tell you something. This is a guy that is determined to remove Israel as a state, wants the annihilation of Israel. And we're playing with, it's like sitting down and recognizing who you're dealing with here. And these religious groups, look, it's a free country. They do whatever they want. But I think we need to have a clear statement as to how we view this. We're going to talk about that on next week's broadcast. It's going to be a big week. Not that this isn't a big week. We've got a lot going on here as well. Again, let me encourage you before we get back to your calls and our lines are jammed. We want to give you this brief to the Supreme Court of the United States. We want it to be a prayer reminder for you. We also want it to be an educational tool for you. It's the actual bound brief that we filed with the Supreme Court of the United States. We had our printer just print extra copies. We've got a limited number of these. I want you to have it. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Your copy of an historic brief to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Let's go right to the phones. Lots of calls coming in. Ken's calling from Texas on line one. Ken, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live.
Yes, how you doing, Jay? I'm a first-time caller, and it's an honor to speak
great
with you. Two quick questions. I wanted to ask you about the removal of In God We Trust for the presidential coins.
Yep.
I'd like to know how that came about, and if you see that as a slippery slope to the In God We Trust being removed from other monies. And I'd like to ask why President Bush has not issued an executive order preventing Ahmadinejad from coming into this country.
Well, you can't prevent him from coming in because of the agreements we have with the United Nations. But let me tell you what I'm answering your last question first, Ken. We're going to have to speak out against this and mobilize, and there's going to be events in New York. It's going to be a big week, and we will keep you posted on this. This is going to have huge ramifications, by the way. So we will keep you posted on that. The ramifications, obviously, very, very serious. I am so tempted to bring our television cameras up there and film all this, and we may do that. We'll just see how things develop in the next couple of days on that. But we will be broadcasting and giving you updates on the situation from New York with Ahmadinejad speaking to the United Nations and what that means and how we can respond. With regard to In God We Trust, you look, with everything going on in the world right now, God, it should be our only trust. And they did slip up, whether it was slippery slope or not. They didn't have it on the coin. They do now, though, on the reprints. The coins are coming with our national motto on it. It's a congressional determination, so we're doing some checking on that to make sure it's on the presidential coin as well. But initially, there was some concern on that. That has been rectified. Let's go right back
to
the phone.
Let's go back to the phone. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. Patrick's calling from Florida on line 4. Patrick, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live.
Hi, how you fellas doing?
Hi, Patrick.
I just
good.
Had a question.
Yep.
With all these companies going under, how come no one's doing any investigating or
they have. Now, some of the Democrats are calling for investigation, but the fact of the matter is that a lot of these companies are investigated. They're audited. They're filing with the SEC. This is a meltdown. I mean, people don't like calling it that, but is what Dave Ramsey said on his broadcast is right. It does not affect your ability to go do your job, pay for your mortgage, unless you work for these companies, and then it does. But right now, AIG is being bailed out because the reach of this would be so significant. But we've got to keep on vigilance on this. Economic policy matters. It relates directly to freedom. And it doesn't look like free market economies when you start having these massive bailouts, but the ramifications of these companies folding were so dramatic that the government felt like they had no choice but to do this.
Now, let's go back to the phones. Lots of calls coming in, calls about the political season as well. John's calling, or let's go to Juan calling from Florida on line 6. Juan, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good
afternoon, everybody. God bless everybody.
Thanks.
At that radio station. I just have a quick comment.
Yes.
About the elections that we have right
yes,
now
sir.
Going on. I actually saw it on cable channel CNN or one of them. Actual lady that survived one of those unwanted
yes.
abortion babies. And it's amazing. I didn't really know that things like that could exist.
Yeah, there are survivors from abortions, and that's becoming a big part of this. As Barack Obama's kind of reached towards the evangelical vote, or tried to, the abortion issue seems to be, again, we're not endorsing candidates, it seems to be a major stumbling block in all of this. And this woman that survived abortion, an abortion, is really creating a lot of news cycle and interest in this.
And the reason is because it's the Born Alive, it's basically been called the Born Alive ad. The ad is called that because when Barack Obama was in the state senate in Illinois, he opposed legislation and really fought against legislation that would require doctors who were performing, or abortionists who performed an abortion, that if the abortion did not go correctly and that the child was alive, to do everything medically possible to deliver that child alive. Barack Obama opposed that legislation. He actually fought hard against that in the state senate in Illinois when he was a state senator there in Illinois. So this abortion survivor has done an ad paid for by an outside organization that's running on the airwaves talking about those who do survive the abortion procedure. So they've already survived the procedure. Barack Obama and some of, in the abortion movement's the position on this, and he hasn't been as clear about it, but definitely the pro-abortion groups have, that even if you survive the procedure, as a baby that's being trying to be aborted, and there's an attempted abortion, even if you survive that procedure, that a doctor should not give you the medical attention you need to stay alive. In fact, they should just let you die. And that's the legislative difference here.
Yeah, and I think it's going to play, listen, the abortion issue, like the Supreme Court's going to play huge in these upcoming debates. They're going to start in just a week or so. By the way, again, let me encourage you, go to your phones, get a copy of this historic brief to the Supreme Court of the United States. I've got a limited number of these. I had printed up for you. It will be a great reminder for you to pray for us with our upcoming argument November 12th. It is the actual brief in this Ten Commandments case filed at the Supreme Court of the United States. You go ahead and really call in and get this. You need to have this in your home. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Updated information at aclj.org, but get a copy of that brief.
Roger's calling from New York on line 3. Roger, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, hello, Mr. Seculo. How you doing?
Great.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Now, you might recall H. Ross Perot, and when the giant sucking sound he described started to take effect, all these corporations are busy shedding employees, moving their plants overseas. In the financial markets, they were all cheering this, and the market was jumping because, oh, this is a great thing. But now the chickens have come home to roost because there's really nothing left in the American economy.
Well, I don't think there's nothing left in the American economy, but the American economy, like other world economies, is having some difficulties right now. There are very strong sectors also. We can't ignore that. The financial sector, though, is weak. My concern right now, Roger, is the ramifications, not so much for here in the United States. They've worked out the sale of Lehman Brothers. That's working out. They've worked out the sale, or this bailout of AIG. But you got the Russian stock market closed, folks. Let me tell you what this means. Freedom will be directly impacted by the closure of the Russian stock market. We know that. We've been there. We've got offices there. Freedom will be directly applicable here.
Yeah, it shuts down business. It shuts down transactions. It affects the whole world. I mean, there are stock markets all over the world having major problems. Brazil, just dipping. Asia, they're not sure. Some of the markets are going up in Asia. Some are going down. People are worried about insurance. People are just worried about their investments all over the world. And when a country like Russia decides to shut down their market for the second time in a row, this is major news, folks. We got to keep monitoring it.
We're going to keep monitoring it this week. That's why we do this broadcast live for you. Tomorrow, very special program dealing with the Supreme Court of the United States. You're not going to want to miss it. We're going to get into detail what's at stake at the Supreme Court in our argument in September and November. But what I've got for you right now, and I want everybody that's listening to me to write this number down and call this number now and get a copy. I'm holding it in my hand of the actual brief in the Supreme Court of the United States, Pleasant Grove City versus Summum. You could have an actual copy of the bound brief that we file with the court. The blue-covered brief, as it's called, will be our gift to you. It'll be a prayer reminder for you also as we get ready for this oral argument. You go to your phones right now. Here's the number. Get a copy of this brief. Everyone that's listening to me needs to get this. Here's the number. 1-877-989-2255. Now, this is the actual copy of the Supreme Court brief. 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255. You can go to aclj.org. Updated information, of course, at the website. But you get a copy of this brief right now. You need to have this. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow.